This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. An obscured license plate led to a traffic stop and eventually resulted in the arrest of a McKinleyville woman at just after midnight yesterday. A sheriff's deputy on patrol in McKinleyville spotted 47-year-old McKinleyville resident Sharon Erickson driving on Central Avenue and attempted a traffic stop due to an unreadable rear license plate. Erickson initially refused to pull over, but after about a mile, she pulled to the side of the road. When the deputy contacted Erickson, he smelled the strong odor of marijuana, and a subsequent search of the vehicle turned up more than 100 pounds of processed bud. Erickson, who was also driving on a suspended license and without insurance, was arrested and booked into county jail. Federal law enforcement officials, with the assistance of the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, arrested a Mendocino County man this week on child pornography charges. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office reports that Homeland Security had been tracking the online activities of 32-year-old Curtis Muller and discovered through Interpol he had allegedly shared images of child porn with a man in England. Mendocino detectives and federal agents served a search warrant at Muller's Ukiah residence and found additional evidence of suspected child porn. He was booked into county jail. Ken Morgan has local ag news.
After making significant and varied contributions to Humboldt and Del Norte counties during her 33-year career as a UC Cooperative Extension Farm and Community Relations Advisor, Deborah Giroux is set to retire at the end of next week. Born and raised in Rhode Island, Giroux came west to attend Pomona College in Claremont, California. In 1984, she started her career in UC Cooperative Extension in Humboldt County. Giroux also worked closely with Hmong community gardeners when the Southeast Asian refugees settled in Northern California. In retirement, Giroux plans to stay in Humboldt County and do a lot more camping and hiking around the U.S.
Thank you, Ken. Residents of Arcata should be prepared for traffic delays and detours as paving work, concrete work, and traffic control and sewer maintenance is performed on city streets over the next 3 months. Work will be done on Buttermilk Lane and 8th Street each workday, with some days to feature extended work hours. Motorists and residents should be prepared for traffic detours and road closures. You know it's summertime because the local fairs start coming thick and fast. Last weekend featured the Oyster Festival, and Redwood Acres will host 4 days of food, carnival rides, and all sorts of competitions for blue ribbons as the Best of Humboldt Fair gets underway today. Admission is free today, and the gates open at 8 a.m. for the livestock shows and 11 o'clock for general fair visitors. For the foodie in your life, well, they can experience frog legs and shark on a stick, along with your regular county fair food staples. Jordan Christmas has fire news.
This weekend, Humboldt Bay Fire, along with other fire agencies in the county, will be involved in a joint readiness drill in the McKay Track area. The drill aims to ensure that fire agencies are prepared for the upcoming fire season, and residents will most likely see an increase of fire personnel near Winship Junior High, Campton Road, as well as Walnut Drive. Training will run from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. 2 weeks ago, the Coastal Commission held a meeting in Eureka, and on that agenda was a proposed expansion of oyster beds on northern Humboldt Bay. Coast Seafood wanted to expand its oyster farming by about 100 acres, but the proposal, which got the okay from the Harbor District, was voted down in a close 6-5 vote by the Coastal Commission. Supervisor Mike Wilson spoke about that issue on Talk Shop and the reasons behind the Commission's decision. Wilson said that eelgrass, which supports a wide and varied ecosystem on the bay, was at the top of the list.
As part of that expansion, some areas would be consolidated in Humboldt Bay, and then also as part of that expansion, there would be a lot of data that would be taken to see if the expansion has impacts or not on various environments in Humboldt Bay, mostly having to do with eelgrass. And so Humboldt Bay is a big producer of eelgrass.
Wilson said that recent growth of eelgrass in Arcata Bay was due to changes in how Coast Seafood grew the oysters, and that prompted concerns about the ducks and other wildlife that thrive in eelgrass beds.
When they changed their methods, the eelgrass grew back quite a bit, and you're seeing a lot more of those ducks and especially brant, which is a species of issue coming into Humboldt Bay, Arcata Bay anyway. And so you're having a lot more of that, you know, a concern with regards to that interaction between the species and that that use of Humboldt Bay.
You can listen to Supervisor Mike Wilson Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.